The Kentucky Chamber's 2014 legislative agenda covers eight big, broad areas of interest. They include education, health care, energy, taxation, the business climate and competitiveness, and those kinds of things. What among all of these issues do you, speaking on behalf of the business community of Kentucky, consider absolute musts for this session of the General Assembly?
An absolute must for this session is the budget. The legislature has to do a budget. Now, in previous years, they have sometimes failed to do a budget, and the governor has to call them back into special session. But I think with the personalities we have in place and with the urgency right now, my prediction is that they will accomplish a budget in this session.
Education also is a very big priority for you, and it happens that in this session, maybe more so than of late, the two are very much related, education
That's right.
and the budget. I know the governor has asked for the legislature to find some way to restore some of the funding that was cut after the recession hit the state. It sounds like business and state leadership are on the same page on that particular issue.
Right. Improving education in Kentucky is the top strategic goal of the business community of Kentucky. So in that sense, we share that goal with Governor Beshear and many legislators. The education establishment, if you would call it that, and that's the superintendents, the school boards, Commissioner Holliday and others, are calling for new money for education simply to get back up to the 2008 funding level. The immediate question is, how do you pay for it? Our answer, in part, we should expand gaming in the state of Kentucky. I'm not sure how that will proceed in this session, although I am optimistic that there seems to be a bipartisan consensus toward revisiting that issue.
In order to boost funding for education and other top priorities, what sacrifices would be acceptable to your membership?
You can always look at efficiencies, and indeed there have been significant cuts. The economic development staff, for example, the people who are out there trying to recruit new jobs to Kentucky, has probably been cut by a third. You look at the court system, various other things, functions that you and I depend on as citizens of Kentucky, and they've been hammered. Our option would be, rather than to continue to cut essential services, put a laser focus on efficiencies. There are still things in Frankfurt that are antiquated, work rules that are antiquated.
What could be done in Frankfurt to support the creation of good jobs?
We're certainly supportive of the efforts by the state of Kentucky, Governor Beshear, Secretary Larry Hayes, and others to recruit new companies. But ultimately, most new jobs will be created by the businesses that are here in Kentucky right now. We need to make sure that our tax system, our regulations, our judicial climate supports the creation of new jobs.
What's the Chamber's position on the movement to amend the Constitution to allow cities and towns around the state to enact a local sales tax option?
Our board of directors voted solidly in favor of supporting that and said, not so much because of the tax revenue, but because it would be the local community determining its own future. It would be voter approved or disapproved. It would be sunset after X number of years, and it would the sales tax would go away.
Governor Beshear pushing for a statewide smoking ban.
Right.
For, against?
We're for it, and we've been for it for quite some time. Why? Because we feel like that's one of the best things that could happen in Kentucky for the health and wellness of Kentuckians.